rocking and grilling this week with Brad and John. A grill a day. We're giving them away.
They're here.
The Weber Q Series.
Sitting right here, thanks to Judd and Black.
In the studio, and we want to put them in your trunk. So we got some folks on the line who want to qualify to win one of these grills. And if you win a grill, then you go in the drawing at the end of the week for tickets for The Who, for Skinner, for Def Leppard, Pat Benatar, Santana, and more. 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. And we'll continue to take your Mount St. Helens playlist questions.
Volcano
too.
Theme songs.
Yep, if you got a good one. Yeah, there was somebody did request Smoky Mountain Rain, Brad.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then Bob says, "Hey, Brad and John, how about that Metallica song, Ashes, Ashes, Dust to Dust? Can't remember the name of the song. What is he talking about? You know, Volcano by Presidents
Maybe
of the
Blackened.
United States." Okay. All right, Donna, you're going to get this first question here. You ready, Donna? If you get this right, you go in the drawing. Ready?
Okay.
Well, you couldn't
Are you
sound
jacked up.
You couldn't sound more excited, Donna. Could you?
A lava flow of enthusiasm.
Are you in bed right now? Are you?
Nope, I've been at work since 5:30.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's your
question.
That's all right. Here's your question, Donna. The top-selling car in the United States on this day, the Mount St. Helens Blue. The day Mount St. Helens Blue. Here are your choices.
Oh, tell me it's the one I'm thinking.
The Ford Escort, the Honda Accord, or the Oldsmobile Cutlass. Mm. One of those three was the top-selling vehicle on this date in 1980, when
give me the
St.
three
Helens
again:
Blue. Ford Escort, Honda Accord, Oldsmobile Cutlass. What is it, Donna?
Let's do the Ford.
The Ford Escort. What are you going to guess, Brad?
I was going to say the Chrysler Cordoba.
The Chrysler Cordoba
with the Corinthian leather.
No, it is the Oldsmobile Cutlass. Mm. The Oldsmobile Cutlass had a great run.
My mom had a
late
Oldsmobile 88 or something
a
like
Delta
that.
Delta 88?
I think it might have been that.
A Delta 88.
Oldsmobile.
Yeah. Brad and John, KISM. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning. Who's this?
This is Jeff.
All right, Jeff, what do you have for us?
Well, I heard Win a Barbecue, call now. Okay. I don't even know what the game is. So.
All right. Well, listen to the radio and call us back. Call us back. You'll get an understanding of what the game is. And, you know, we would if you have a song, too, for the
you have to give to get? Is that how it goes? That's how I always understood it.
Should we make it?
The more you give, the more you get.
All right. Give us a song. Mm-hmm. Brad and John, KISM, give us a song. Is that how we'll make it work?
Sure.
This poor guy is not like, oh, God.
Now I got to think
of a song. Brad and John, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Give us a Mount St. Helens type song, and then we'll give you a question here. Can you give
Eruption.
Us?
Eruption.
Yeah, he stole that from us.
Oh, well.
We gave that out already.
That's all right.
Well, I know you did. Well, that makes it easy.
That means you were listening.
Yeah.
So we'll give you credit for that.
Points for paying attention.
Okay. All right. Casey Kasem. Going to need your assistance on this one.
Okay.
All right. Number one song. What was the number one song on the day Mount St. Helens Blue? Okay, on this date in 1980. Blondie's Call Me, The Rolling Stones Miss You, or The Simple Minds Don't You Forget About Me. Okay, which one of those three was the number one song on the day the Mount St. Helens Blue, this date in history? Blondie's Call Me, The Rolling Stones Miss You, or Simple Minds Don't You Forget About Me.
Simple Minds Don't You Forget About Me.
I'm sorry to tell you that's not the correct answer, because on May 18th, 1980, I remember answering the phones as people would call me to say, "Hey, Casey, can you play some Blondie from Deborah Harry?"
Casey, you got it. Well, your memory is 100%. It is Blondie's Call Me. Casey, You're going to go in the drawing for a grill and maybe some tickets to see a whole bunch of
I'd
rock
I'd love to see Lynyrd Skynyrd again.
Yeah, sure you would. All right. Well, good job. Good job, Casey. We'll do some more qualifying coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we perhaps will do our Mount St. Helens playlist.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
Classic Rock 92.9.
KISS.